With System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager, we can now control network traffic flowing in and out of a VM network. This is possible with help of Port Access Control List or Port ACL. In this demo, we will see how we can use System Center VMM to create Port ACL and apply to a scenario. As part of the scenario, the idea is to demonstrate how we can block all RDP connections to the VM. Now let's understand more details about Port ACLs. The Port ACL serves as a collection of access control entries or rules. A Port ACL can be attached to various networking primitives to describe network security. An ACL can be attached to zero or more networking primitives such as VM network, VM subnet, virtual network adapter, or the VMM management server itself. The rule ACL at VMM server would override similar rule ACL at VM network. Similarly, VM network rule will override the rule at VM subnet, and VM subnet rule will override any conflicting rule at VM network adapter level. Multiple ACL rules can exist in same port ACL and applied based on their priority. It is important to note that port ACL settings are exposed only through PowerShell commandlets in VMM and are not available in the VMM console user interface. Now let's get back to our scenario and apply port ACL to block remote desktop connections to a virtual machine. We have already created a couple of VMs in our data center which are part of the same VM network. Let's run ipconfig command to find out the IP address of the demo VM. Before we configure the port ACL, we can easily connect demo VM via RDP from another VM, say test VM. Now we will create port ACL rule to block RDP connection. We will use the new scportal ACL commandlet to create a new port ACL. Let's store the port ACL in a variable. We can then create a new port ACL rule and attach the rule to the port ACL we just created. We will use the commandlet new scportal rule, specify the port ACL to which we want to attach it. Since we are blocking the incoming connection, we will specify the type as inbound and action as deny. Port as 3389, which is the default port number for RDP connections, and the protocol as TCP. Every port ACL rule can be associated with a priority. In case there are multiple port ACL rules which are conflicting to each other, the priority field helps us in resolving the conflict. The lower the number you set, the higher the priority. Once the rule is created, we can go ahead and attach it to the virtual network adapter of the demo virtual machine. We will store the VM in a variable and then store the virtual network adapter in another variable. Now let's use the set SC virtual network adapter commandlet to attach the port ACL to this network adapter. Once the rule is attached, now we will try again to connect demo VM via RDP through test VM. We will now see that the remote desktop connection to our demo VM is blocked. Here are the links to System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager documentation and blog. Thanks for watching the video.